Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in the second to the last chapter of the book of Romans. We'll listen in to our guest reader, Craig Warner, Executive Director of the Gideons International, as he reads the 33 verses of Romans chapter 15.
Romans chapter 15. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given to me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience, by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on somebody else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. They were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will, I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
In 1994, you might remember we were in Maui, Hawaii, and I wrote this in my journal as we were getting ready to leave. I wrote, walked with Terry one more time around the coast because we were leaving that day. I think that was our first trip to Hawaii, and Hawaii is a hard place to leave. But it's always good to come home, isn't it? I read Romans 15, and I wrote, "Please your neighbor." Then I also wrote, "Be of the same mind with one another. Accept one another." And lastly, in 1994, I wrote, "The Romans were good. Paul's priority was to preach in new areas. He wanted to spread the gospel." In 2001, when I read Romans 15, I had some similar thoughts as 1994. I wrote, "Help others above our selfish needs. Easy to say, hard to live." Paul's purpose was to preach, not where Christ was named, but to those who had not heard. In 2013, after reading Romans 15, I wrote, "Strong Christians have an obligation to help the weak by teaching them, setting examples for them, like Jesus did. Strong and weak accept and help each other. Jesus came through the Jews, but the Gentiles were always part of the family." And then I wrote, "Paul knew his calling. Do I?" He also succeeded in his calling. Do I? I wrote, "I hope I can say this as I begin traveling again for the Gideons," and I quoted verse 29, "I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ." I want to begin in Romans 15 by looking at verse 4. Verse 4 says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." These podcasts are being brought to you by the Ezra Project, which was started in 2002 with one purpose, and that was to connect God's people to God's Word. It's my sincere belief that this is one of the greatest needs in the Christian church today, is for Christians to come back to the daily habit of being in the Scriptures. And this verse reminds us why. It says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Living in a secular world today, we need godly instruction. And where do we get it? We get it in the Scriptures. And we also need encouragement, and we need hope. And this verse tells us we also get that in the Scriptures. But look at that little phrase in the middle. It says, "and through endurance," which means to me we must keep on. We must stay in the Scriptures. We must keep going. We need to make it a habit to stay in God's Word on a daily basis. That is my encouragement to you. Endure. Stay in the Scriptures. "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." And then verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." So if you need some hope today, find it in the Word of God. And when you do, you will experience joy and peace in believing and have the power of the Holy Spirit within you. Lord, we thank you so much for your Word. We thank you that it does give us instruction. It does give us encouragement, and it does give us hope. Holy Spirit, we ask you to keep us in your Word because we need instruction. We need encouragement. And we need hope. And as we stay in your Word, Holy Spirit, grant us your peace and your joy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As we close out today's podcast, may I encourage you to visit EzraProject.net. There you can find out all about the Ezra Project, connecting God's people to God's Word. You can find Bible reading resources like Bible reading journals and Bible reading schedules. And there you can also join Club 365. Club 365 members receive additional benefits from these podcasts, like the transcripts and time management tips that will help you carve out time in your busy day for the Lord. So visit EzraProject.net and learn more about the Ezra Project. Thank you.